So it's been a month since I've done this. So much for doing it on a nightly basis. Oh well, whatever. It's done. I'm gonna try to record a couple of little mini episodes this time, instead of stringing a couple of thoughts together into kind of a big, bulky, confusing episode. So here we are. Okay, so it is May the 8th. And if you listen back in April, I'm supposed to be done with a certain novel rewrite by May 15th. And if you're the betting type, and you bet against me being able to do this, you win! Because there's no way I'm getting it done in the time frame I have left. I'm nowhere near as long as I should be. There's a bunch of definite reasons why. It's not the gaming, I can tell you that much. I mean, yeah, I did do some Minecraft. It turns out I never installed that. It happened to already be on my computer. But Minecraft alone was not the only thing keeping me distracted from writing. Everything was. I managed to go on Imgur a lot, YouTube a lot of all the new shows that showed up there, just chatting with my friends, just watching things, reading things, looking at things, blah, 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 blah. I essentially found out that it's not a matter of the games. Yeah, the games are addictive fun and they're an easy escape. But ultimately, it's me, as it always has been. So, yeah, I don't know. I just really need to hammer down on it, and I've been bad about it. I should be further along than I am. But I've just been letting myself get distracted. And frankly, it doesn't matter what's there. I'm gonna find a distraction. Okay, if I turn off all the games on my computer, well, then I have, websites to go to. I have friends to chat to online. Well, what if I turn off the internet? Well, then there's TV in my living room, and there's books to be read here. Well, what if I turn off books and turn off? Well, there's other shit to distract me. There's always something there that can distract me. The ultimate solution isn't turning these things off, because I can always find another one. I can start doing housework. I can start cleaning up my garage. I can start finding things to throw away and blah, 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 blah. There's always something I can find to keep me from writing. So that's not the issue. It's not what the distraction is. It's me staying on task. I'm bad about that. I know fully I am. This show you're listening to is an example of that. I had wanted to at least kind of get one of these out a week, if not one nightly. And I haven't. And the only person I have to blame for that is me. Nobody else is forcing me to get on whatever distraction I'm doing. It's up to me to answer that Skype call. It's up to me to go to that website. It's up to me to read the book instead of sitting down, getting my ass in front of a computer, and writing. So, I don't know. I would say the cliche, well, from this point on, I'm gonna sit down and hustle up and get that shit done. And, well, that's nice to say, but I've said it before. I'll probably say it again. It's the matter of just doing it. I could say I'm gonna do it all I want, but it's a matter of doing it. So that's where I need to be. So I don't know. The writing itself, going to the writing, because I guess that's kind of a shared topic here. Going to the writing, I have really been enjoying what I've been doing so far with the rewrite. Even though I'm probably only around, like, I think 20,000 words right now, I've really enjoyed it. I've expanded a lot more than what I wrote in the original draft. And the characters and the setting do feel more real. I feel like I'm getting more depth for where they're coming from, why they feel, why they act. And I'm looking forward to seeing you know, when the novel's done, how it works. Now I just need to, again, get on my ass and do it. Okay, okay, alright. So, besides that, I'm trying to think of anything else I have to talk about in terms of writing. Again, I don't want to string too many thoughts together into the same episode. I guess I've been, in terms of things I've been listening to and watching with other writers, I managed to pick up the short story collection by Scott Sigler. Love that work. It's something that I need to keep in mind for the future. I have a collection of some stories over the past, you know, 6 years. I don't have anything from before that because, it turns out computers, notebooks, and filing cabinets, not exactly hurricane-proof. So, I have one short story that comes from before 2005. Aside from that, I have a spattering of stories here and there over the next 7 years. And I'm wondering if that's going to hurt me, the fact that I don't have my collection anymore. I have a lot of flash fiction. But I want to be able to do what Scott did someday. I want to be able to have a collection of short stories I can put out and say, hey, here they are. Check these out. They're good stories. Pick them up, and if you like them, pick up my book. So, I think once I'm to a point with the novel that I'm done with the rewrite, I'm waiting to get back edits, I'm going to do what I originally had planned to do back in January, which is work on short stories, work on more flash fiction, work on other things, just to get something out. You know, I really love the story I'm working on, and I've done a lot more work to it than any other story I've ever done. But I need to get it done. I need to get this story done. I love it, but I have so many things that are just like queuing up in my head of, I need to write more, I need to write this story, I need to write this concept, I need to write that character that just popped in my head. I mean, I had an idea today about kind of like city-sized turtles walking across the world, and what exactly would that do, and don't steal that idea, because I think it's a really cool one, but I want to write that story, but I don't want to start that story right now, because I'm still working on the rewrite for, you know, Reuben's story. So, I need to get it done. I'm not setting a deadline right now, because, well, we see how well those work for me. I just need to do that whole I need to do that whole emphasis on focus thing. So, alrighty, so let's check the timestamp on this one and see if we're good to go for the next topic. Let's see, so we are at... Turns out it's really hard to see when I'm outside in the dark. We are at 8 minutes and 30 seconds on the recorder, which means it'll probably be a little bit longer if I decide to add any, I don't know, bumpers in front of this or music or whatever. I don't know, maybe I will, maybe I won't. Okay, so I am going to go and record the next topic. See you when the next topic posts.